This is Nicole Callender, and you're listening to English Waves. In a few days, it will be February 14th, or as others know it, Valentine's Day. This day is technically a celebration for saints named Valentinus, but around the 18th century, Valentine's Day became a day to celebrate love. Now in France, it's a day observed by some, but in North America, it's a big deal. Like a really big deal. And so for today's broadcast, I'll be giving you an idea of what it's like to experience Valentine's Day in North America. The first thing about February 14th in North America is that you'll know it's Valentine's Day because there are decorations everywhere. Our stores go from being filled with Halloween decorations in October to Christmas merchandise in December, and then as soon as we enter the new year, stores fill with Valentine's Day products. That means a lot of red, flowers, hearts, and images of Cupid. Cupid was the Greek god of desire and attraction, so we honor him with little cardboard cutouts of a baby with wings and a bow and arrow who shoots people to make them fall in love. Ah, you can feel the romance already. The second aspect of Valentine's Day in Canada and the US are the cliche gifts you'll see being handed out to women. 9 times out of 10, a woman is going to receive flowers, chocolates, teddy bears, or jewelry. You don't even need a calendar in February. You can actually just tell the closer it is to Valentine's Day by how long the line at Pandora's jewelry becomes and by how many more anxious and frightened men are waiting in the queue. Do you think they still have the Eternal Love bracelet? Oh, if they don't have it, I don't know what I'm gonna do. They're already sold out of the Forever Yours ring and the Affection Collection necklace. A third component to this made-up romantic holiday is how it's celebrated when you're a kid. Growing up in school, we adopted an old English tradition of sending greeting cards, or valentines, as they were known in the 18th century. Essentially, what you're supposed to do is buy these really small Valentine's Day-themed cards, write out one for each student in your class, and then on February 14th, everyone gives a valentine to each other. Now, that's how it's supposed to work, but what ultimately happens is it turns into a popularity contest, and sometimes not everyone receives the same amount. So cool, pretty Claudia Netto ends up with 35 valentines, whereas Jonathan Cocott, who eats glue and smells like broccoli, only receives 3. And the fourth and final trait of a true North American Valentine's Day is getting into an argument with your significant other. It may not happen to you personally, but at least one couple you know is going to have a fight on that day. Maybe someone forgot to make dinner reservations, or someone bought an unromantic card, but either way, there is going to be some yelling. The only piece of advice I can really offer is first to women, don't say, "I don't want anything for Valentine's Day," unless you literally do not want anything and will not feel the slightest bit of rage if your partner listens to your request, does not buy you anything, and then you have to witness Shelley in accounting at work receive 50 long stem roses delivered by her boyfriend of only 5 days named Skylar. Meanwhile, all you have is a text from your partner saying, "Happy Valentine's Day, babe, Netflix and pizza tonight." And for guys, my advice is to never trust your girlfriend when she says, "I don't want anything for Valentine's Day." All right, well, that's it for today. This is Nicole Callender saying thanks for listening and keep tuning in to English Waves.